No action was taken, and discussion will continue from the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors on the possibility of creating a part-time budget, finance, human resource director position and a clerk position as well. The discussion continued at the Tuesday, June 30th meeting of the supervisors, and following that meeting, KCSI spoke with Chair of the Board, Charlotte Schmidt, and she tells us more about the discussion and moving forward what the plans might be.
I'm going to lump these two together.
Yeah.
They're two different items, but it's the resolution to create a part-time budget, finance, human resource, and director position, or a clerk position with that.
Correct.
So tell me about the discussion and action there.
There was a lot of discussion. I know that we need help there. But some of the discussion was, looking at other counties and, one of ours, I guess it was all recorded. Alex had done some research. He just looked at other counties and their population and what they had in their offices as far as human resource and payroll and all that. And so the other thing was, I just really wanted a complete job description. I would just feel better if we actually had a job description. She said it was in the resolution, and there is a little, it tells the kind of the duties and stuff, but I just want to make sure that we have, T's crossed and I's dotted. And saying she, sorry, the auditor. I want to say the auditor. I'm just going to use the auditor as that. So anyway, also for this position, it wouldn't just be for the auditor. It would help other departments. It would help like the treasurer's office. Mm-hmm. And right now those would be the two main focuses. And so anyway, so there was a lot of good discussion. Everybody discussed, and so
both for and against.
There was therefore. I know, like Mike with his tenure, he has seen in other counties that they have issues, and they get taken care of. And he said, we just need to make sure we get this taken care of. One of the things, too, was this position would report to the board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bryant has said, if we don't think that it's needed, that, the board of directors can do a resolution to remove the position. So,
yeah.
So anyway, we've had some discussion. We had very good discussion today, and it was.
Was there action taken on either item?
No, we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back for more discussions. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Any idea of the time frame or
no? Because
month or two
I had reached out to Iowa Association of Counties, and then also Iowa Association of Counties has a supervisor base group, and I had sent out a request there.
Yeah.
And I only had gotten one response. So today I'm going to be making some phone calls, because I even sent one supervisor I know in another county. I had sent an email personally to and said, I understand you have a separate budget and finance person, and there's, I ask a lot of questions, but I haven't heard anything back. So I don't know if it's because the holidays or everybody's out of town or whatever. But anyway, so it's all right. It's good to have. That's why we have discussion. It was good to have it on the agenda.
Well, that's the reason to put it on the agenda and talk about it.
So
there was no action taken on this item.
No, there's no action.
And it will come
back.
It's
not over. It's not done.
Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated on this topic here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Thanks to Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, for her time and that information following the Tuesday, June 30th meeting of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.